Bob Siegel Show on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. This is Dana Siegel, one of Bob's rotating co-hosts. Today, I am not co-hosting, but I will be hosting the whole show with three of my dearest friends. Bob is actually sitting in our sound booth with our wonderful board operator, Nick, and he's in the other room, so he can't even jump in and talk today. But this was Bob's idea for us to do this show, and he is gifting us this time, this airtime, so that we can talk about a very important ministry that we're all involved in. And I'm very grateful that Bob is giving this time to us. I'm even more grateful to have my dear sisters here joining me for this show. It is it's an amazing journey that we've been on together, and we're going to be sharing that today as we talk with you. Our topic today is the topic of abortion. And I know that if you've had an abortion, I know that you are probably having a very strong reaction to that word, even possibly a physical reaction. And you may be even tempted to turn off the radio or change the station. I'm asking you to not do that, but to stay with us and to listen to what we have to share, because there is much hope in what we're going to share with you today. And hopefully we will have something that will give you encouragement and will help you in the future. We know that in our country, we have 1 in 3 women have had an abortion. That's a really high number. Most of us don't realize it's that high because most people do not talk about it. It's a very well-kept secret. Many women even keep it a secret from the father of the child. And so it is something that we harbor and we carry. And those of us that have had an abortion survive it by not thinking about it, not talking about it, and certainly not allowing ourselves to feel the pain of that choice. So today we are going to be sharing some opportunities that we had and how we were able to find healing from having chosen an abortion in our past. And I'm going to have my three friends with me today. And these are all women from our leadership ministry. And we have a Bible study that we do together. And it's a 10-week series. We also have a weekend retreat called From Grief to Gladness. And these women are a part of the leadership team. So it's a pleasure to have Lisa and Rachel and Stephanie here with me tonight. And I'm going to ask just some prompting questions as we go through the radio show tonight. And I'm just going to let them share with you some of their thoughts on these different topics. Many women who have had an abortion, I'm one of them, do not realize you need healing. You think you're handling it, you think you're managing it. And so I want to start out with the first kind of area for us to talk about would be to share how you each came to the point of finding healing from your abortion past.
So I had my abortion when I was 21 years old, and I didn't plan on telling anyone, but I got sick, actually very sick, the very next night. And so I had to tell my mother, but and it was related to having the abortion that I got sick. So after that and taking care of that, I actually kept it to myself, told very few people for about 18 years. I got married in the meantime. I did tell my husband before we got married, but I didn't talk about it a lot. And I just found that I was sad a lot. I felt like there was a room in my heart that the door was closed, and behind that door was the baby that I had I had to let go. So there was a retreat, a healing retreat at my church. I saw it advertised for a long, long time before I got the courage to call. And I called anonymously. I said, hello, I would like information, but I'm not going to tell you what my name is. And she gave me information. I showed up at the retreat, and it was a wonderful thing. And I was so glad to this day. I'm very glad that I took that step.
So 18 years
18
later.
18 years I held it.
So you carried it for 18 years.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Anybody else?
I actually had my abortion when I was my first abortion, because I had multiple abortions. I was 16 years old, and of course my parents were the only ones that knew, and it was very difficult. That was one of the worst seasons I had gone through, because I disappointed them so much. And so I kept it to myself. I didn't even tell my close friends for many, many years. And I had another, the last abortion that I had was actually 20 years ago. And it's just, it was a really hard season. Just all those years of just brokenness and not being able to share. And I think that was the hardest part, of keeping it to myself.
So how many years total were you harboring it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't mind saying how old I am. I'm 53, and I was 16. And for many, many years, I didn't tell anybody until 3 years ago, when I was able to share it in a Bible study class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I know my I found my healing more than 30 years past my abortion, and I really wasn't even planning on it. I was, I thought I was handling it. As long as nobody talked about it, nobody did a radio show on it, nobody brought it up at church, I was good. Whenever I heard that word abortion, it would just undo me in every way. And I kept it a secret for 30 plus years. And the only way it came out was because I had started dating Bob Siegel, and I was absolutely certain that he would not want to be with me if he knew about my past. And so not very long into our relationship, I shared with him about my past. I really expected that was going to be the end of our relationship. And I thought, well, might as well just get this over with. He's a pastor. There's no way he could be with anybody like me. And just all the shame and the guilt I carried. And not only did Bob not turn me away, but he saw immediately how much I was suffering and took me through a healing process. And so I'm so grateful for that. Again, if I hadn't confessed that to Bob, I'm not sure if I would be where I am now doing this. It really is... because he saw the devastation that I was carrying, that I got that opportunity. So for me, it was 30 years before I handled that. Anybody else want to share? Are we good?
Yes. I came to the point of finding healing from my abortions. I also had multiple abortions. When I heard someone speak about the sanctity of life, and I asked God for his forgiveness, but I knew that I was in desperate need of healing. It affected so many areas of my life, my relationships, my self-esteem. There were just so, so many things. And a retreat was offered shortly after that, and I waited another season before God gave me the courage to make that phone call. And that was the beginning, I think, of my healing journey, because I had harbored that secret for over 15 years, and it was a closely guarded secret. There were just a very few people that knew.
I think most of us don't want to talk about it. It's it creates a lot of shame in us, and then there's also a lot of other things that a woman experiences The research shows that over 85% of the women that have an abortion go on to have some other serious traumas or reactions in their lives. And one of the books that we work with in our Bible study and in our healing retreat, it's called Healing the Hurt, and it's by Terry and Paul Reiser. And in it, it talks about the signs of stress that a woman who's chosen abortion might experience. And so I'm just going to share those so that if you're listening and you've experienced abortion, you can see that some of the things that you've experienced are experienced by others. It isn't, you aren't unique in this. You aren't the only one that's had this happen. So they cite some of the signs of stress are clearly feeling guilty from violating your own sense of morality. And I think our whole leadership team can say guilt was one of our main overriding issues. Self-destructive behaviors can begin, re-experiencing events related to the abortion, anxiety in all kinds of different forms. Anxiety can rise in our life, psychological numbing, depression, preoccupation with becoming pregnant again, anxiety about trying to become fertile again or childbearing issues, trouble bonding with the children you do have, or overbonding and becoming too overprotective, even reactions to the anniversary dates of when you had your abortion. So there are a lot of significant things that can happen to us physically and emotionally and mentally when we choose abortion. And so the next part of this is if you can just share it, if you're comfortable with what were some of the things that happened to you in your life? What were some of the experiences that your abortion led you to after that?
Well, for me, there was a self-esteem issue for sure. I have led worship in my church or the church that I've been in for over 30 years. And I would obviously have this secret kept to myself, but I would look around at the other women on the worship team and think to myself, oh boy, if they knew what I had done, they would not even want me on this worship team. You know, I don't deserve this. And I also, when Sanctity of Life Sunday would come along, I'd always forget it was Sanctity of Life Sunday. I'd come and yes. sit down in church. I'd be like in the middle of a row of people, and all of a sudden they'd go, okay, it's Sanctity of Life Sunday. And I would lurch inside, and I knew they were going to talk about abortion, and I just wanted to run. I would feel like a caged animal. It's like, I got to get out of here. I don't want to move, but because people around me will know, you know, it's just, you think people know. So it was a desperate feeling. And I just didn't want to be confronted with the thought of it. And so I would get through and just kind of try and think away, because I didn't want to show any emotional reactions because people right. around me would know, exactly. mm-hmm. you know. So those were just a couple of things that I remember.
What I remember is actually feeling just numb and not actually feeling anything. It was just kind of going through the motions of it's like being in a fog for the longest time, because it was always on my mind. I always remembered anniversary dates and whatnot. And yeah, you talk about low self-esteem. It's like I had none. That led to broken relationships, alcohol abuse, drugs, promiscuity. It's like, yeah, it led to a lot of things. It was hard.
Destructive.
Yes, mm-hmm. destructive.
Very portion. Destructive.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
believe it or not, Bob Siegel is aware that there may be one or two people who disagree with his opinions. To offer your own comments on the topic at hand or to challenge Bob with a thought-provoking question, feel free to contact Bob on Facebook, Twitter, or questions@bobsiegel.net.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-age child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
At the foot of the cross,
song is very important to us at our retreat at the foot of the cross by Catherine Scott. The retreat that we have coming, that the whole reason for doing this show is to invite you to that retreat. And the words of this song are absolutely renewing for us. And when she talks about trading in your ashes for beauty, God takes the things that are dead and gone and have no life in them, and he restores them for his glorious beauty, and he gives us crowns of forgiveness. And I don't want to give away too much about the retreat, but you will be treated like the princess daughter that you are if you join us for this retreat. And a crown of forgiveness, there's just nothing more special than that. As we were talking at the break, and I know some of you probably heard in the voices of our women, you know, this is not easy to talk about, and it does make your voice break a little bit, and it does bring up emotions. But we all feel so strongly about making sure that other women who have carried this burden get support in going through the process of healing and letting God just wash his forgiveness over you and restore you back to the beautiful princess daughter that he knows you are and that he sees you as. But here on this earth, it's so easy for us to not think of ourselves in those terms, especially when we've made this decision for abortion. And we're gonna talk a little bit further about what we've experienced in our lives, what was difficult for us about having chosen abortion or abortions, and how that impacted us, because we want you as the listener to connect to us and understand you're not alone, that there are so many of us, 1 out of 3, that have experienced this. And for us that have gone through this healing, it's just indescribable the change that can happen. So we're going to press on into this segment again, into some of the more difficult part of this, talking about how it impacted us, And then we'll start talking about what God has done in our lives since we have asked for his forgiveness and he's come in and healed us. So I know for me, when asked how what was the fallout from my experience, I thought I was handling it. As long as I didn't talk about it or hear the topic of abortion, I thought I was okay, and I moved on with my life. But when I went through the healing, I realized that I developed an eating disorder in that same window of time, which I always thought was a separate issue, but it wasn't. I also started doing extreme exercising, and I felt like if I wasn't running myself to death or working out like crazy, I wasn't doing enough. And I believe through my eating disorder and my extreme exercising, I was trying to punish myself. I was trying to make up for what I had chosen to do. And I didn't realize that until I'd gone through healing. And those are both very destructive things that I still am dealing with after knee replacements and other things. It's, you know, it just, it's an ongoing thing when you start doing things in your life to try to cover up the pain. And I know it also impacted relationships that I had, definitely impacted my self-esteem. I know the first time I was even thinking about calling, we all have that same experience. The first time we called or emailed anybody, it was really hard to even say our names. We didn't want anybody to know. And even though Bob had taken me through healing, for me, I had that same fear that you talked about not being known. And I was so afraid when I walked through the door that there would be people that saw my face. That terrified me, that my face would be seen. And as you were talking about, you know, being up on the worship team, mm-hmm. I was a principal in the community in education. And I thought, oh my goodness, what if my school community hears? And I couldn't fathom being able to address this issue and be known. At those two didn't go together. And so I had real fear about coming. And then when I found out, when I called and found out it was my dear friend, I was like, no way. I mean, it's amazing when people start sharing and mm-hmm. trusting each other, how many women you know that have experienced this. And they are people you wouldn't think, you know, you just think, oh, they'll never believe this about me. But at the same time, we shouldn't judge each other that way, because we're all capable of sinning and making mistakes. And so,
I always say there's no profile for this. It's there's old, there's young, there's professional, there's, you know, stay-at-home moms, there's church leadership.
Yes.
Anybody that you know could have experienced this, and they might be hiding it and carrying it. So.
Yes, and that's a really good point, again, because this is such a sin of secrecy. You feel like you can't tell anyone. It doesn't feel safe to tell anyone, especially in the church community.
Which is sad.
And
sad.
So we are here today because we are trying to change yeah. that. So we're grateful you're listening. We will be right back.
Bob Siegel. They say a man's home is his castle. So when it comes to the wiring of your house, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. Instead, do what I did. Call W&S Electric Incorporated. W&S specializes in both contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, W&S takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I know the owner, Wayne Klingenhofer, personally, and I can testify firsthand to his integrity. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for W&S Electric Incorporated. License number 480-539. WNS Electric.
Not sure when to try an unusual novel? Let the customers speak for themselves. Here is another Amazon customer review for Bob Siegel's latest book, The Dangerous Christmas Ornament. While there is nothing in this book that would stop you from giving it to or reading it to your kids, this book will certainly hold an adult's interest as well. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament has it all. Magic, talking cats, bullies who get their comeuppance, fun dialogue, and a good story. Do not let the title fool you. While Christmas does play a prominent role, this is really not a Christmas story, and it can be read at any time of the year, except February 31st. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament, available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. That is a perfect song to bring us back in from the break, Masquerade from Phantom of the Opera, because really when you have an abortion in your past, you do feel like you are masquerading. You feel like you have to keep that hidden. You have to be something you're not. And it's very devastating on women. And it's very difficult carrying that and trying to cover that up. We're going to finish with that part about what things that you experienced after choosing an abortion. What were the experiences that you had?
One of the things I experienced was low self-esteem. It was the feeling that I've done this and I'm now, no matter what it is, I'm not good enough. Mm. Also, another one was isolation. I felt sure that I was the only one, mm-hmm. and later found out that that was far from the truth. And I really believe that I would have to live with the guilt and shame for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's very common to all of us to have those feelings. And it is... You know, it's so interesting when the clinics are talking to you about having an abortion, they give you just the physical, technical things that are going to happen, but they don't tell you about the emotional and mental fallout that you're going to experience. And we've had many women go through this ministry now, and every single one of them has experienced multiple things that have happened to them because of that choice that they made. And so we're here today to share with you that there is hope, and that you can come out from under that heavy cloud and that burden that you've been carrying. And one of the ways to do that is to attend one of these retreats, or we also have Bible studies at our church. And there are many things around San Diego. We're not the only ones, but we just see women go through this process, and it really does change things. I can tell you, I've had the privilege of going through several of the Bible studies. It's a 10-week Bible study, and watching how the women come in the door that first night, we can describe that. Yeah, they come in unsure, yeah, not trusting. Many of them will say to us, I wasn't even going to come. I mean, they barely get there. Many of them barely get there that first night. I was certainly one of those. I almost pulled away. And so people come the first night, and then after the first couple of weeks, they start really understanding. And the process we watch women go through is really transformational. And we watch someone go from just being terrified and so underneath the burden and the guilt and the shame of this to just blossoming into just beautiful creatures that God has created. And I feel that way about our leadership team. You know, if you knew these women like I know these women, you would just be amazed at who they are and their strength and what God is doing through them. So we want to share with you next what has happened for us once we went through the healing process. How did it change that, and what has been better in our lives because of that? So if any of you would want to share that.
It was actually, I can't even describe the healing. It was like the peeling of layers of just so much hurt and shame and condemnation. But just listening to the other women and going through the study, sharing, listening to other women, that I wasn't alone for the first time in my life, because I isolated myself so much from people and friends and didn't have the best relationships that were emotionally abusive, and because I felt like I needed to be that. But no, it's like now with the classes that I've taken and this amazing leadership team that I'm a part of, it's just, there's so much healing, and I just wish everyone could just feel that, just to understand, you know, the process of letting go. It's like I had lost my house, I lost my job, I lost my car, I was losing everything just so I could feel something. And I don't want people to have to go through that. I want them to be able to understand that you don't have to go through all the dramatics that I did of losing everything just to feel something. And that's how I started feeling again, and tears where I wouldn't cry. And those first couple nights at the in our class, it was just my walls went down, and just sharing and caring and that sisterhood, you can't even describe it.
Yeah. One of the things that I felt, and we hear so commonly in our Bible studies, I knew God forgive me, but I couldn't forgive myself. And so what was so freeing was realizing I didn't have to figure out a way to forgive myself. All I had to do was let God pour his grace on me and just stand there like under a waterfall and let him pour his grace on me, wash over me. And this study is scripture saturated, and so is the retreat. And so we just have all of this healing word that just washes over us, and it just sets you free from that ball and chain of guilt and shame that you're dragging around with you everywhere you go, and you don't have to carry that anymore. Not to say that you don't grieve the loss, because you do, but that's healthy, because you need to grieve the loss. We need to, and the society doesn't let us grieve the loss, because it's like, well, you asked for this, right? Get over it and
move
on.
Your choice.
Right, your choice, and stop crying about it. But we need to grieve such a profound loss, even if we brought it on ourselves.
Yes, it definitely is profound.
I definitely felt like I was coming out of isolation, you know, after going through the Bible study and the retreats. And I no longer have to cover up my pain.
That's huge.
God has, you know, when you shine the light on the pain and the hurt and all and the shame and the guilt, you know, God will heal it.
Yes. He is faithful and does.
It's been amazing and just been a blessing to watch so many women come through this process and be healed.
Yes, and that is what we see, is a woman going from deep pain to being free from that and really being able to receive that forgiveness that God gives us and promises us and the grace. And then we come out on the other side much stronger and freer and able to share with other women. It's a really amazing thing. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Siegel for Skyline Church. Jesus said that his people should be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Some churches take that mandate seriously, others sadly do not. I am happy to announce that there are many good, serious churches in San Diego, and Skyline is certainly one of them. Outreaches to the community and the world at large are carried on by our missionary family. their ministries to the poor, the shut-ins, and the emotionally scarred. There are groups and classes for all ages, from children to middle school to high school, college, young adult, and senior citizen. Skyline is also on the cutting edge of today's social issues. We mobilize people and help them to be a better voice for the changing culture around us.
Skyline Church, Sunday morning services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Welcome back to the Bob Siegel Show. This is Dana Siegel, and I am joined by three of my dear friends, and they are a part of a leadership team that we work together to help other women who have an abortion past experience God's forgiveness and His healing. And we consider it a great privilege to get to walk through this journey with women. And we were just sharing before we went out on that break about how has the healing process changed us? What's different in our lives? And I can tell you, me just sitting here on this radio and saying these words out loud to you is a true miracle. I'm sure we can all say that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because we were all going to keep this a secret. I was going to go to my grave with this secret. I didn't think there was any reason for me to share this. And then God gently, clearly put me in the right place at the right time to experience healing. And then I remember when the first Bible study was coming to Skyline, I had just gone through the healing process, and I was, and I can say my healing experience was also very physical, in that I really did feel like a physical burden had been lifted off of me. When you talk about the ball and chain, I had. I was dragging that ball and chain around. And so I really had this amazing physical release, spiritual, mental. I mean, in all ways, God just did an amazing healing, restoring work in me. And yet, even with that, I never pictured I would be sharing this publicly because it's still such a dark thing. And you just think, I can't, what is somebody going to think of me? What are they going to, when they see my face, what are they going to think? And then little by little, part of my restoration was God saying, Dana, I've done this for you. I now need you to help other women and share with them and walk through this journey with them. And the only way you can do that is by being public about it. And so, the first few times, oh my goodness, scary, just walking through the door. That was a miracle. He got me in the door. Even though I knew what these women were going to experience and I wanted to be a part of being with them and sharing that and saying, oh, this is great. I want to be here and be a witness to this. It still is scary. I can tell you God has brought me so far. I don't even hesitate about doing a show like this anymore because God has completely taken away from me that I'm so much more focused on what God has for other women and what He wants to do, and that He would even use me. It's so humbling that He would even use me for this, that it doesn't even matter what people would think about me. And I know that's true of our leadership team. These women all, we all came with that. I'm not telling anybody else, just you guys. And now we're all very much willing to share with other women. So for me, that has been a huge change in my life, that going from something I thought I would never tell and was so terrified to share is now actually the work God has me doing, and He's given me the courage and the boldness to do it. And like you say, we don't ever lose the regret or the remorse over the children we've lost, but we can help other women experience God's grace and what he has for them. Mm-hmm. And that part is so significant. So I'm very grateful for that. We are going to switch now to talking about the retreat that is coming up. The whole purpose of this show is to let women know, and those of you that are listening that know a woman that has had an abortion, or maybe a daughter, a child of yours, or a friend, if you know of someone, this would be a really important show to share with them and to share this information. These retreats that we're talking about, the Bible studies we're talking about, are very confidential. They're very private. Mm-hmm. We, in fact, go away on the retreat to be apart and to be separate with just the women in our group. And one of the things that we make sure the women attending know is that every woman on the leadership team has experienced abortion as well. There's no one in that room that hasn't walked in those shoes. And so we can minister to each other and help each other through this process. Our next retreat coming up, and it's called From Grief to Gladness, because we really do go from the grief of losing a child, which is profound, and very profound when you're the one that chose to do that. So we go from grief to the gladness that God can give us, and exchanging that sadness and that death for the joy only God can give us. And our next one is April 28th through the 30th, and it will be at Pine Valley Bible Conference Center, which is just a bit up the road at Pine Valley. It's a beautiful camp, a beautiful setting. We have our own venue, our own private meeting hall, and our own housing. The cost is $125, and that includes 5 meals, your housing, and the whole programming and the retreat materials and everything. We also have scholarships available if anybody needs that, if you need any financial assistance. So it's a really wonderful opportunity. If you are even sitting there thinking about it, I really would urge you to take the step forward to do this. You can get connected through Bob Siegel's website. He will have the information on his website. You can go there, bobsiegel.net. You can also reach me, and I am going to have Bob put my email and phone number. So if you don't even want to talk to Bob, you don't have to. Just go to his website and you can get a connection for the retreat. We also have a 10-week Bible study going on, and it is offered through Skyline Church. It's the next session is going to start May 15th, and it will run through July 17th. So if the retreat isn't something you're able to attend, you can also attend the 10-week Bible study. It's amazing. Every Monday night for 10 weeks, we go through a wonderful process walking through the Bible and going through that healing. There's a lot of important things that happen at the retreat. And when we come back, I'm going to have each of our ladies here share one of the things that they find most special about the retreat. So stay with us.
Buying a home? Selling a home? It goes without saying that you need somebody experienced and skilled, but you also need a realtor you can trust, a man who will look out for your interests as if they were his own. This is Bob Siegel, here to steer you the right direction with just two words, Fred Valduti. Fred works with Realty Executives All Area, a company that has sold thousands of homes locally since 1994. Putting your home up for sale or selling a home can be stressful, filled with decisions you never anticipated. So put your mind at ease and call Fred Falduti. He sold my home for me at top price. Every step along the way, I benefited from his wisdom and a very generous usage of his time. By the way, Fred Falduti received the Executive of the Year Award for 2014. What? You say that was a couple of years ago? Listen, wise guy, do you want to mark the calendar, or do you want somebody to sell your home for you? Whether buying or selling, the man you want is Fred Falduti with Realty Executives All Area, 619-719-7717. That's 619-719-7717 or fredfalduti.com. BobSiegelShow.com.
Bob Siegel's novels may start out looking like typical stories, but in no time at all, they go directions you would never have dreamed about. Just listen to the premise of Bob Siegel's unusual story, Choice of the Lorelei. Martha Flannery, an aggressive missionary, sets out for the Frisian Islands to convert the newly discovered tribe called Reinu. Here she enters into a strong battle of wills with Dr. Connors, a cultural anthropologist who wants to protect the Reinu people from outside influence, especially evangelism. Connors' strange manners and obsession with the Reinu are only the first of several eerie mysteries, including previous visitors to the island who never returned home, and an elderly gentleman claiming to be 4,000 years old. Choice of the Lorelei, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in His shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock, in whom I trust.
This is another really important song for our retreat on Eagle's Wings. It's just so special, and Stephanie is our worship leader, and she just takes us through some great musical pieces that just God can speak to us through and that we can tell God how we feel. It's just amazing. So that song has a lot of meaning for us. And we are going to share in this final segment about what are some of the important aspects of the retreat weekend, and why do we find it so special, and the reason we want to invite you to join us.
So one of the things that the enemy uses effectively against us is isolation. And that's one of the great things about the retreat. I mean, in the Bible study too, but in the retreat, we're all together and we're in this beautiful setting and we're just like in this little cocoon, and you're with other women who've been through the exact same thing, and maybe in different ways. And but you hear other women talking about it and you relate, and you say, wow, to yourself, you're like, I thought I was the only one who felt that way. And yeah, I've experienced this. And it's just a healing time and it's safe. So I love that part about the retreat. Being with other women who've experienced it.
Yes. I just love the special bond that we create being together, and it's a safe place to talk and let your guard down. And one thing that I liked, or really just loved about it, is just that deeper level of connection and talking and sharing. Because I had gone to other Bible studies where you just kind of go through the Bible and, you know, that's amazing and that's great, but we never really touch anything deeper. And I just love that we have something deeper and a deeper level and just the connection. And by the way, Stephanie just sounds so amazing when she's singing live. Yes. It gives me chills. I just have to say that.
Yes, it is amazing.
But just that special bond and that connection, I just love it. Yes, good.
Mm-hmm. The retreat is a wonderful opportunity to share your testimony with other women. For some women, it would be the first time sharing. Yes. For others of us, we've shared it many times, but each time, it's very powerful. And I think God will use that. He'll use our stories for His purpose, because who better to help a woman that has gone through an abortion than another woman who has had an abortion?
Right. Yes.
And personally, I've been helped by every woman in the retreat and at the Bible studies. God has blessed us immensely.
Yes, he definitely has. And there are so many parts to the weekend that are so special to me. And I remember one of them last year when we were singing. Stephanie was leading us in worship. And I had a chance to stand in the back of the room. And as I was looking forward, I saw women in their adornment and things that we share throughout the weekend. And I was overwhelmed by how beautiful all of these women were, and that must be how God sees each of these women. He sees the perfect, beautiful woman that he created. And I caught a glimpse for a few minutes of what he must sense. And it choked me up. It's choking me up again just thinking about it. Because I thought, oh my goodness, our Heavenly Father loves us so much, but we allow this choice in our past to separate us. And like you're saying, the enemy wants to keep that hidden, mm-hmm. because yes. He knows it keeps us in bondage.
Yeah.
And when you bring it out and when you speak it out, like you were saying with sharing the testimony, it's amazing how that starts lifting. And when you speak it out, it starts losing its power, yes, and its hold over it you. And so that's why this weekend and the Bible study are so important, because you get to hear you're not alone. You get to hear other testimonies, and you get to say out loud what went through in your life. And that in itself is releasing.
It's part of the grieving process. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're not allowed to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's an important part of the weekend and the Bible study, too, is making sure women have a chance to grieve mm-hmm. those babies that, mm-hmm. for many of us, it was nothing more than a medical procedure, or it was just a tissue. Just mm-hmm. tissue, wasn't anything. Yeah, we're told so many things.
But why do I feel so sad if it was just a blob of tissue? You know, it's just because of the reality of what the truth of it is. So.
Yeah. And women deep down know that it was wrong, mm-hmm. you know, otherwise we wouldn't feel bad about it,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't alter us, and we wouldn't have all the devastation we had. So the weekend retreat is just a really special time. I just am praying that you will all that are listening, that are even considering it, do not let anything keep you from attending. We want to meet you. There are only four of our seven leadership team women here in the studio tonight, but you will absolutely love all seven of the leadership team. And we're just so excited to get to meet you and find out your story and how we can help you get closer to God and receive his forgiveness. It just really is transformational. So again, April 28th through the 30th at Pine Valley Bible Camp. The details will be on Bob's website. The next 10-week Bible study starts May 15th. You can get all of the information also on the Skyline website. You can go there too under Women's Ministries and find that and find out the contact information. So before we close down, I definitely want to thank each of the ladies here tonight for being here. You guys are all so special to me. As you were saying, we have a very special bond, mm-hmm. and it's partly because of our past that we understand each other at a much deeper level, but it's also because God has done his amazing work and has restored us, and we want so much to share that with you. Do not hesitate if God is talking to you right now. Please join us. We look forward to meeting you either at the retreat or at the next Bible study. Take care. Bob will be back next week.
Bob Siegel Show on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Bob Siegel.